He is the form of all tastes, all rasa. So whatever there is within him. And he is completely satisfied in himself. He doesn't require anything to be happy. He is happy. He is made of happiness. But now to expand this happiness, then he expands the internal potency. And when he expands, this means then there is so many wonderful pastimes. Relationship means pastimes. Because when a relationship is there, it is only activated when there is interaction. Then in this, then the Lord enjoys. Now it's very important to understand the workings of this interaction. That Krishna, he is the enjoyer, the only enjoyer, and everyone else is his servant. Now, seeing that Krishna, he relates to everyone as they relate to him. So if a devotee has a particular kind of affection for him, then he reciprocates with that affection. So this is the very essential point, especially for the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Prabhupada explains that Vaishnava means one who worships Vishnu. Karshna means one who worships Krishna. And Gaudiya means one who follows in the footsteps of the devotees of Vrindavan. And Srimati Radharani is the controller of Vrindavan. So now, what is happening here? That we see that so many devotees are there in the spiritual realm. And they are surrendering to Krishna in so many wonderful ways. And Krishna is then reciprocating with all these wonderful ways. And we understand from the Acharyas that within all of the pastimes in the spiritual realm, the most pleasing to Krishna is the pastimes of Vrindavan. And this is because of the affection that they have for Krishna. And then of all these devotees, then Rupa Goswami says that Srimati Radharani, she is the devotee. And everyone else is her assistant. So now, why is that? Because Srimati Radharani, she is able to manifest those moods which bring out of Krishna the greatest happiness. She knows exactly what will please Krishna. So then, she acts in so many wonderful ways to please Krishna. And so the other devotees of Vrindavan are engaged in assisting in these pastimes to add more to this wonderful situation. So she knows the best how to serve Krishna. And all the eternal associates, they know best how to serve her. And so the Acharyas come to teach us how to assist those eternal associates. And our spiritual master comes to teach us how to serve the Acharyas. So this is what Lord Chaitanya means by das, anudas, anudas. So we should never think that we ourselves directly are going to please Krishna very nicely. But the Srimati Radharani and the other residents of Vrindavan, they know how to please Krishna. So we want to become their servant. This is very essential in the process of devotional service. So this is what we wanted to say on this day, that we understand that all service going on for Krishna in whatever pastime, whatever realm, or whatever manifestation Krishna performs is being arranged by Srimati Radharani. Even as Krishna expands into the other realms of Vaikuntha, she also expands to make the arrangements. So we must be very fixed in our determination to become the servant of the servant of the servants of Srimati Radharani. We should never think that just me and Krishna, but it's always I am the servant of the servants of Srimati Radharani, who is so nicely serving Krishna. So I'd like to thank all the devotees who are so nicely serving their spiritual master. And this way, surely we will get the blessings of Srimati Radharani. And then With her blessings, naturally, we have Krishna's blessings. Shrimati Radharani ki, Vrindavaneshwari ki, Vrishabhanu Nandani ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi.